I heard a Tundra is the award certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Tundra.
Welcome everyone to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening because we have a special event, and I'm very excited to not only bring you this event live on KFNX Radio, which is being broadcasted in Phoenix, Arizona, and you can listen to it on the internet at 1100kfnx.com, but we're also doing a live webinar. So those of you that are listening via the webinar, you can see the slides. But if you're listening on the radio and you want a copy of the slides, just email me at info@healingtheeye.com, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of the slides. Also, when we come up to commercial break, those of you that are listening on KFNX, you'll be listening to the commercials. But those of you that are online on the webinar, I can be talking and you can text me or ask me a question. So as you know, when you're on the webinar, there's a control panel on your right. You can write a question. So when we're on the commercial break, I'll try to answer your question. So let's begin. Well, first of all, this information that I'm presenting is not a substitute for medical advice. You should consult with your eye doctor or healthcare practitioner any decisions that you make. Your vision is very precious, and you need to make a proper informed consent. And that's one of my missions. Those of you that have listened to me before on KFNX Radio, I like to bring you a balanced opinion. I'm a board certified ophthalmologist, and I know the medical and surgical end of it. And I know the alternative end. I'm a board certified homeopath. So I'd like to kind of bring you both sides of the story, if you will. Now, I've been interested in stem cells for well over 10 years. In fact, 10 years ago, my wife and I, we traveled all over around the world to see what was going on with stem cells. Traveled to Germany, visited the XL Stem Cell Center. I was in Thailand visiting their center. And to be honest with you, I was kind of disappointed in the results. The results with stem cells really weren't that much better than what I was getting with microcurrent light therapy and homeopathy. And I said, why spend $25,000 to $50,000 on stem cells when you can get the same results by using microcurrent or light therapy? So recently, doctors now have begun to use cord stem cells, and I'll explain to you why I think this has been a major advance in using stem cells. So here's the question I have for you. Let's say you cut your finger. Do you need stem cells for this cut? I think most of you will say, well, not really. You know, your body has a natural wisdom. You have stem cells that are circulating in your blood. And when you do have an injury, it's just natural for your stem cells to kind of go to that area and to repair the damage. Unfortunately, there's something called aging. And as we get older, not only our body gets older, our face gets wrinkled, but our stem cells get older. So maybe they're just not as potent as they were. So the point I'm trying to make is the age of the stem cells are really important. So when you're an infant, you're growing rapidly. Your body is healthy. When you have an injury, you have a tremendous ability to recover. And we all see that with infants. Then, you know, middle age comes along, and those of you that are in middle age, you realize that your body is starting to slow a little bit. But then when old age reaches you, that's when you start to get a lot of chronic aging conditions, and your stem cells just are not that powerful to help reverse some of these aging processes. So I kind of want you to keep this in mind, because for the longest time, doctors were using autologous cells. Autologous means that they're taking cells from your body. So if you're a 70-year-old, they're taking 70-year-old stem cells from you and they're putting them back in. So I think this kind of makes sense that, well, maybe those stem cells aren't the best way to help your body regenerate. So there has to be a better way, and I think we have the answer now. So stem cells are undifferentiated cells, and they have the ability to differentiate into just about any cell in the body. And these stem cells exist throughout your body after birth, and they are found in different types of tissue. They're found in the brain, bone marrow, blood, blood vessels, skeletal muscles, skin, and the liver. So the point I'm making, you naturally have stem cells. So the first question I ask you, and I want you to think about this, is there a way that you can stimulate your existing stem cells? Don't you think that would be a lot easier than receiving stem cells from a donor or getting stem cells from your body and getting them injected? So I'm going to be talking about ways that you can stimulate your existing stem cells in your body. I hope you find this kind of exciting, because I certainly do. So here is kind of a schematic diagram. A stem cell is a primitive cell with the ability to reduce inflammation. So all chronic diseases have a component of inflammation. Also, stem cells can fight apoptosis, which is cell death. Also, they can differentiate into various types of body tissue, such as muscle, bone, fat, cartilage, and they can help regenerate different neurological tissues in the body, such as the eye. So the biggest question, or the most common question I get, is, Dr. Kondrat, can stem cells help regenerate my eye problem? And the answer is yes. But I think that you really have to understand certain aspects of how these stem cells function in order for you to get the best results. So there are three types of stem cells. There are embryonic stem cells, and that's taken from the embryo. Now, typically, embryonic stem cells are illegal and unethical, and most civilized countries do not use embryonic stem cells. Second type is cord stem cells, and this is where I have my interest. Cord stem cells are from the placenta or the cord of a newborn baby. These stem cells are 0 years old. That means they have about 1,000 times more potent ability than stem cells taken from an aging body. The third type is autologous stem cells. These are stem cells taken from your body that typically, and I'll go into detail about where we find them and how we harvest them, but when they're taken from your body, these stem cells are essentially your chronological age. So if you are 70 years of age, those stem cells are going to be 70. A great book, Stem Cell Therapy, written by Dr. David Steinblok, and I spent a lot of time with Dr. David Steinblok, who's the stem cell authority, and he feels that the cord stem cells are probably the most potent way to help regenerate the body. And for the longest time, people in the U.S. that were interested in stem cells would have to go to Panama or Asia, Mexico, to get them done because they were not permitted to be used in the United States. Now it's exciting. The FDA has now approved these cord stem cells. They are extremely potent, taken from the umbilical cord of a newborn. It's not fetal tissue. That is tissue that's normally discarded after birth. Interestingly enough, this tissue has no genetic material, so you don't have to worry about blood typing or inheriting genetic disorders. And these cells are about 1,000 times more potent than autologous cells. Now, we're going to be talking about two things. Remember I mentioned earlier, wouldn't it be nice to improve or generate the stem cells in your body? Well, microcurrent can do it, and light therapy. We're going to be talking about these two things. Also, these are ways that you can not only improve the stem cells in your body, but improve the results, eliminate inflammation, improve oxygenation, and eliminate heavy metals. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about stem cells. I'll be right back after this break. Okay, for those of you on the webinar, I believe that we have a couple of questions here, and let's see if I can find them. So the first question is, are stem cells perfected for wet macular degeneration? And the answer is, well, stem cells are not really perfected for any condition. I would say that stem cells, you know, people feel that the stem cells are going to be this miracle, something that's going to reverse their physical problem almost immediately. The longer I use stem cells, and I've used stem cells for, three or four years now, I find they are just a valuable tool to help the body regenerate. But you need to do a lot of other things to get those stem cells to grow, and you need to do a lot of other things to keep your body to improve the health. So as you improve the health of the body, you are going to be improving the results of the stem cells. And we're going to be talking more about that when we come back to with break. Another question is, what are the results I'm seeing in some of the follow-ups of my patients? Well, some of the results are miraculous. There is a certain percentage of patients that are seeing amazing improvement of their vision and their general health. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to figure out what are the patients that are responding the best. And I do think, and I'm going to be explaining this later on in the webinar, that you need to do a lot of other things, not only to improve your health, but to improve the success. Another question, location for the injections. Well, we're going to be talking about that when we come back. Unfortunately, somebody mentioned here, keep missing words of your speech. Well, I think it may be your internet connection, ma'am. And what we're going to do is I'm recording this, and I'll send you a recording of the entire event. So how does that sound? You'll get a recording of this. And wouldn't IV administration of stem cells result in the total body benefit? That is a very good question, and I'm going to talk about that too. But unfortunately, when the stem cells go into your body, they may go into areas that you really don't want those stem cells to go. They have to pass through the lungs. So you have to be careful, because if you have a chronic infection, a cold or flu, those stem cells are going to go into your lungs and cure that and not go to your eye or your brain. So we're going to be talking more about that. So let's get ready here. We're just about done with commercial break, and keep those questions coming when we come back. And we're back. We're back from commercial break. And I want to talk now about harvesting stem cells. So the process of collecting these stem cells depends on the source of the stem cells. Remember, we talked about three sources. One, autologous sources, embryonic, and cord. So let's talk about where the autologous stem cells come from. And for, I'd say, the last 10 years, probably longer, doctors have been using autologous cells, taking them from a person. Now, one of the most common ways is liposuction. Yes, that fat in your belly has a lot of stem cells. And what doctors are using, they're using different devices to harvest these stem cells. Now, of course, you need expensive equipment. It does require a surgical procedure where you have to go in with a needle and remove these cells. So those of you that have a big gut, you have an amazing donor source of those stem cells. Now, unfortunately, I don't think these stem cells are as potent as the cord stem cells that I was talking about. The second area is bone marrow aspiration. You're actually going into the bone marrow and you're extracting cells. And these cells are also very potent, but once again, as your body ages, so does the stem cell. So they may not be as potent as the cord stem cells. So both of these procedures do have risks, infection, other complications. Sometimes they're painful, but in many cases, this is the best method for obtaining stem cells to be used for different treatments. As I mentioned, I think probably the most effective source of stem cells are the cord stem cells. This comes from the placenta or the cord of a newborn, and normally this material is discarded. These are extremely potent stem cells, and I think also they're probably the safest to use because typically when we receive the cord stem cells, they're from an FDA-certified laboratory, and they're processed by a company that uses strict standards. Unfortunately, many doctors are harvesting stem cells in their office, either taking them for the fat or the bone marrow, and this is subject to improper concentration, improper use, and it can lead to complications. And I'll talk about one complication that was rather shocking that was reported in Florida. Now, there is a national study going on. It's called the Stem Cell Ophthalmic Treatment Study, or SCOTS. And this is one of the largest ophthalmic stem cell studies that are currently going on. And there are some preliminary cases that are being reported. Now, the ways that they are administering stem cells, there are three arms, and I'm going to briefly go over this. One consists of retrobulbar and subtenons injection. So earlier, somebody asked me, is intravenous the best way? Well, I don't think intravenous is the best way because we want to kind of guide these stem cells to go directly to the tissue. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind because if stem cells are going to work effectively, we want them to go where they're supposed to go. So intravenous is good to get them into your body, but they can go anywhere. So typically, in the SCOT study, they're using a combination of retrobulbar, subtenons, intravenous, and intravitreal, actually an injection in the eye, right directly into the eye. Now, let's talk about one case report. This was a person with idiopathic optic neuropathy with significant vision loss. And after 6 months of follow-up treatment, her vision improved from 20/80 to 20/100, which is a significant improvement, and 24,000 to 20/40. So essentially, she went from barely being able to see the top line on the eye chart to now having the vision to pass her driver's license. So that is exceptional. And I'm seeing these results in my practice, but unfortunately, it takes time for the stem cells to work. You know, all of us want treatments where we get results quickly. And with microcurrent and some other nutritional treatments and oxidative treatment, we can get results fairly quickly, but the stem cells take time. And what I want to cover in this webinar is all the things you need to do to make sure you're getting good results. Now, there's a review of mesenchymal stem cell therapy for retinal diseases, and I'd like to review that the mesenchymal stem cells have been discovered for more than 20 years. They're found all over the body. They can be obtained from bone marrow, blood, adipose tissue, and dental tissue. And the comment is that these do demonstrate a neuroprotective effect, immunomodulation properties, self-migratory activity, making them an attractive therapeutic tool. What do I mean by neuroprotective? Neuroprotective means it strengthens the eye and the nerve so you do not get additional damage. Immunomodulation properties means that it modulates your immune system so you're able to fight disease and your body becomes stronger. Self-migratory activity means that these stem cells, sometimes they know where to go. They kind of go where there's inflammation. So right now there's more than 60 stem trials going on in the world. This article reported that the complications are extremely rare. Maybe a rash, self-limiting infection might occur, but adverse events have not been observed if properly performed. And I'm going to underline this. So this article stated that they can see that stem cell transplantation will become routine clinical practice for most disease treatments in the near future. So that's kind of exciting. Now, unfortunately, I did say that this is a very safe and effective procedure if it's performed properly. Recently, the front page of the newspaper reported 3 women were blinded in a Florida stem cell clinic. This is rather unfortunate because they made 3 major mistakes in this clinic. Number one, the stem cells were obtained from adipose tissue, from fat. That's the first mistake. I don't think that adipose stem cells should be used for treating ocular disease. The second big mistake was that the stem cells weren't properly processed and prepared. Whenever a doctor is preparing stem cells in the office, there has to be added precautions, and you're also at a risk for them being contaminated or not processed properly. The third mistake that was made is they were injected into the eye by a nurse practitioner. A doctor didn't even do the injection. So what I say to you is, probably the best person you need to see if you're getting stem cells for your eye is an eye specialist. You know, I'm a board certified ophthalmologist and I love doing stem cells, but if somebody came to me with a knee problem and wanted stem cells, I probably would say, I'm sorry, you better go see someone who is expert in that area. So even though all the studies have demonstrated that stem cells are extremely safe, side effects, transitory rash, rarely maybe an infection that can be treated, but you do have to be aware. Now, we're coming up to a commercial break, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about mistakes to avoid in receiving stem cells. This is really important. We're also going to be talking a little later about steps that you can do not only to improve the results of stem cells if you're going to be receiving them, but also things that you can do to improve your general health. So this is kind of exciting. Now, those of you that are listening to the radio and you're not on the webinar, what I would recommend is you email me at info@healingtheeye.com. And that's all one word, healingtheeye.com. And I'll send you a copy of all the slides. And in addition, if you don't have email, you can give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Also, if you're on the webinar, now's the time to start firing me some questions. We're going to go through some of these questions at the break. Once again, those of you that are listening on the radio, you can email me to request a copy of the slides, info@healingtheeye.com. That's all one word, healingtheeye.com, or give our office a call at 800-430-9328. We'll be right back after this break. Okay, we got some more questions here. First question is, is this technique applicable for a pale optic nerve? And essentially, a pale optic nerve is a optic nerve that has no life in it. So number one, whoever asked this question, we got to find out why the optic nerve is pale. Is it due to decrease in oxygenation? poor circulation, glaucoma, toxicity. All these things have to be looked at in order to determine a treatment. But yes, stem cells, I think, can be a good, valuable option in treating a pill optic nerve. In fact, the early preliminary report in the Scott study was exactly that. A patient who had optic nerve disease that was reversed with stem cells. In addition, I have found that microcurrent oxidative treatments and homeopathy, which I'll be talking about a little later, can also improve the health of the optic nerve. Another question here is, what can be done for people who have drusen? Well, drusen is simply a toxic accumulation in the eye. So I say to you, when you have drusen, your retina is constipated. A drusen is kind of like a wart or an accumulation of toxins in the retina. So one of the best ways to treat those drusen, just like if your body's constipated, is drink more water and detoxify yourself. And we're going to be talking about detoxification later on too. Another question here. He wants to know, can we receive a transcript of this talk? Because this, well, you know what? I'm really sorry that a lot of you out there are only getting occasional words, because I think you need a really good internet connection to hear what I'm saying. I have a couple people out there, some of the office people are out there listening, and they're signaling to me that everything's coming out clear. So it could be you have a poor internet connection, but I promise you, I'm going to send you a recording of the talk and also a transcript. So my apologies. Another one here. Can stem cells help with proliferative diabetic retinopathy? And the answer to that is yes, indeed. Proliferative diabetic retinopathy is a disease of decrease in circulation. We can put stem cells in the eye to help regenerate the eye. In addition, I have found really good results using microcurrent. Microcurrent will reduce the inflammation. And those of you that are listening that are diabetic, you got to read the data on the TACT study, T-A-C-T. This was a national study looking at chelation therapy in terms of reversing cardiovascular disease. And in the diabetic subgroup, they responded the best. So I say to my diabetic patients, my goodness, if you're a diabetic and you have eye disease, you need to consider chelation. Chelation uses a substance called EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, which binds heavy metals, cleans out the blood vessels, and improves the blood flow. So a combination of chelation, microcurrent, and stem cells, I think, is a very, very good magical combination for diabetic retinopathy. Now, is it a one-time injection or a series of injections over the years? And that's a really good question. You know what? Okay, the last question was, is it one injection or a series of injections? And we'll talk about that. But typically, most patients will receive one injection. They'll have a great improvement. And then they'll come back in 6 months and we'll determine whether or not they need another injection. So I would say maybe 20 to 30% of patients will want to receive an additional injection. So let's talk more about mistakes to avoid in receiving stem cells. Number one, not being in good health. You know what? If you're in crappy health, you have an infection, you're toxic, you don't want to get stem cells, you could be spending a lot of money and the stem cells are not going to help your eye. I've had patients that had a sinus cold or a lung problem, went in for stem cells and they paid a lot of money and they took care of their cold, didn't help their eye at all. So you need to be properly prepared. By that I mean, your body has to be in optimal health. And what we do we have a two-day stem cell program. And the first day, what we do is we do microcurrent, we do hyperbaric oxygen, and we do a lot of treatments to improve your circulation and oxygenation. And I'll be talking a little bit more about exactly what we do to prepare your body. Then when you receive the stem cells, we have you continue the microcurrent. We put you on a good dietary program and nutritional program to get those stem cells functioning. Another mistake is poor quality or the wrong stem cells. I hope I emphasize to you that, you know, if you're 70 or 80 years old, you don't want to use your own stem cells in your body. What you want to do is you probably want to use the cord stem cells. And that is key, because when you use the cord stem cells, okay, welcome back to the Web Stem Cell event, and we're going to be talking now about what are the best stem cells. I already mentioned that embryonic stem cells are unethical and illegal in most civilized countries, and most doctors are not using embryonic stem cells. So please don't be confused when we're talking about cord stem cells. They are not embryonic stem cells. Autologous stem cells are probably the most common stem cells used. These are cells that are taken from the individual. But as I mentioned, as we get older, our stem cells get older. So it may not be the best stem cell to use. So if you're 80 years of age, your stem cells are 80. Plasma-rich protein is also something that is used, and it's confused with stem cells, but they're really not stem cells. Plasma-rich protein is when the blood is centrifuged, purified, the red blood cells are removed, and plasma is left. This is an extremely potent substance that can help with regeneration. And many doctors are using this for injections into joints. They're using it for facial rejuvenation, etc. Cord stem cells, I believe, are probably the most effective way of utilizing stem cells. And now that the FDA has approved them, these cells are extremely valuable, because whenever, if you're 70 or 80 years of age and you're using cord stem cells, those cord stem cells are zero age. They're the most potent. They have the best ability to regenerate the tissue. What is the best method of delivery? Well, according to the national study that is going on, ophthalmologists are looking at the following methods. One is intravenous. Intravenous, the cells are given intravenously. They are dispersed throughout the body. But unfortunately, when it's given intravenously, the cells first have to pass through the lungs. So if you do have a chronic pulmonary infection or a lung problem, the cells may be stopped in that area and not going to continue to go to the area of the body that you want them to. If you have an eye problem, you want them to go to the eye. So therefore, we like to use the retrobulbar injection. The retrobulbar injection, the cells are placed not in the eye, but directly behind the eye. And I have an illustration that will show you where they're placed. Also, subtenons, there's a thin layer of skin on the eye. If you look at the eyeball, it's kind of like the white appearance. It's called the conjunctiva or tenons. What we do is we inject a small amount of stem cells inside that area, so they're close to the eye, and the goal is that these stem cells will go to the area most effective to help regenerate the eye. The last one is intravitreal. This is when the cells are injected directly in the eye. I am not doing intravitreal because I feel that there's a high risk involved with infection causing increase in intraocular pressure. And the intravitreal injection may not be necessary to get our best results. So here is an illustration. Top left-hand corner, we see the cells being injected behind the eye. The question is this a painful procedure? Well, there is a small prick. Fortunately, inside the eye, there are no pain fibers. So you may have a little discomfort on the skin around the eye. But this is probably one of the most common ocular procedures performed In fact, when I was a student in ophthalmology, this was the first procedure that we performed. At one time, every cataract operation had a retrobulbar injection. This is a very safe procedure, very rare to have any type of complication. On the other side, upper right, is a subtenon's injection. This is where it goes into the skin next to the eyeball. And the bottom right is the intravitreal injection, where we put the cells inside the eye. So these are the common ways. And usually when I evaluate a patient, it depends on the age of the patient, the ocular disorder, and other health problems. But typically what we do is we'll do a combination of intravenous along with a retrobulbar or a subtenons. Now, who is best qualified to administer these cells? Obviously, if you have an eye disorder, you want to go to an ophthalmologist. You don't want to go to a general practitioner or an anesthesiologist. You want to go to someone that's qualified. I'm doing stem cells for the eye, but if someone came to me with a joint problem or a hip problem, wanted stem cells, I would probably refer them to the appropriate doctor. So I think one of the best qualifications is the doctor specialized in that area. Also, you want the doctor to administer the stem cells. You don't want to have a nurse practitioner, or a technician. And that was the disaster that happened in Florida. An unqualified individual injected stem cells into the eye. It was not an ophthalmologist. So there were two reasons why we had those complications in Florida, which is really unfortunate, and it should have never happened. Number one, they weren't the proper type of stem cells. They were contaminated. Number two, it was an individual that was not qualified. So what can be done to improve results? I like to tell the story. It's like a farmer buying expensive seeds. The farmer will put those seeds on the soil. And if you don't have sunlight, oxygenation, you don't have moisture, those seeds are not going to grow. So the essentials for seeds, there's a correlation to the essentials for stem cells when they go into the body. You need sunlight. Sunlight is the source of energy and warmth, and sunlight is the source of all of our healthy organic food. So you really need sunlight. Oxygen. So just like plants need oxygen, stem cells that are put into your body need good oxygenation. Plants need soil and nutrients, and you need to have a good nutritional state if you want those stem cells to proliferate and to grow. You also have to be well hydrated. Water is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's essential to detoxify the body. So in other words, proper hydration. And this is interesting. Plants need space. If they're crowded, they're not going to grow. And as humans, we need space. If we're crowded, and we're going to be having a lot more stress, so you want to have a stress-free environment. So these are some of the essentials that we look at when we're preparing a patient for stem cells and when they actually undergo stem cell therapy. So the three things that are essential: improving nutrition, reducing inflammation, and increasing oxygenation. Also, I need to add there detoxifying the body, which goes along with improving nutrition. So these are essential. And most doctors that are doing stem cell therapy, because of the expense involved, you want to make sure that the patient is in the optimal health. And that's why our stem cell program is over a two-day period. We dedicate one day just preparing you for the stem cells. So these stem cells will have the optimum effect. Nutrition. Begin with good nutrition. Colorful foods will give you colorful vision. Food should be our best medicine. In fact, Thomas Edison said that the doctor of the future would not prescribe any medication at all, but instead advise the patient on prevention and proper dietary habits. And I'm a big advocate of that. Colorful organic foods. So you get those essential nutrients that are going to help those stem cells to grow. You need to reduce inflammation. If you have a cold or a flu or a lung problem or infection, you don't want to get stem cells because those stem cells will be attracted to that area of inflammation and they probably will not go to the appropriate area that you want them to have their effect. In addition, if you do have elevated heavy metals, we got to take care of that. Heavy metals are poison. They'll interfere with the growth of the stem cells. So all these things are important. Improving oxygenation. Hyperbaric oxygen, we do that in the office. We also do ultraviolet blood irradiation and ozonated therapies where a highly reactive form of oxygen is put into your body. We also use the delta laser. The delta laser is a cold laser which stimulates oxygenation and improves blood flow. And of course, exercise. Exercise is a wonderful way to improve blood flow and oxygenation in your body. So we're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision. And we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite treatments, a treatment that I think is unbelievably effective, and that is microcurrent. I think you're going to be really shocked when you hear about some of the studies that have been done to show how microcurrent can effectively stimulate and cause stem cells to proliferate. And interestingly, microcurrent can kind of act as a homing device to actually guide the stem cells to where they're most needed. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about microcurrent. Oh, and incidentally, and that's why I feel strongly that anybody that receives stem cells in my office will get a microcurrent machine. In fact, we have a special offer that included in the price of our stem cells. We give you a microcurrent machine that is programmed specifically to help the stem cells grow and also to help the stem cells be attracted to the area that they're needed. So we'll be right back after this break. Okay, we're back on the stem cell webinar. And welcome back those of you that are listening on KFNX Radio, Healthy Vision Talk Radio in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's talk about the microcurrent research. I believe in synchronicity. And on my birthday, the New York Times Magazine dedicated their entire article on the body electric, talking about the miracle of microcurrent, how microcurrent is going to be the medicine of the future. If you'd like a copy of this article, just give the office a call and we can send it to you. It's also available on my website, healingtheeye.com. What can microcurrent do? This was an article that was published showing that microcurrent dramatically improves cellular activity. It causes an increase in ATP production up to 500%, which is unbelievable. It's increasing protein synthesis, increasing electron flow, so it dramatically improves cellular activity. Not only improving cellular activity of the stem cells, getting them to grow, but also improving the function of the tissue we're trying to treat. So for treating macular degeneration, microcurrent is getting those retinal cells to grow, to stimulate, to function again, and at the same time, helping those stem cells. So it's a perfect combination. I hope you agree with me. It also affects signal transduction. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, the cells communicate with each other, and they communicate by electrical signals, and it opens up calcium ion channels, which helps communicate with the cells in addition to the ATP and stimulating cyclic AMP, which helps human lymphocytes, which are a very powerful cell to prevent infection and strengthen the body. Microcurrent also improves blood flow. A study done out at the University of Washington showed that low levels of microcurrent stimulates circulation by up to 39%. We want to have an increase in circulation because an increase in circulation is going to bring more blood and oxygen to that area to help regrowth and regeneration. Also, another study showed that cytokine changes, and these cytokines are, these are small secreted proteins that are released by the cells that cause an interaction between the cells and tissue in the body. So all of these things. Now, this is something really fascinating. What attracts stem cells to a region? This was an article that was published, and there's a special hormonal factor called stromal cell derivative factor, SDF-1, which is a type of cytokine. And microcurrent has been shown to stimulate this SDF-1. So whenever this is released, stem cells are attracted to this area for regeneration and repair. So what we want to do is, if you have macular degeneration, we somehow want to get this SDF-1, stromal cell derivative factor, to proliferate and to increase in the area of the retina so that the stem cells will be attracted to this area. So right now, there are proprietary frequencies that have been patented that we're using to help these SDF-1 factor to get these stem cells to be attracted to the area of the eye we're treating. So if it's the optic nerve, the macula, whatever part of the eye, we want these cells. And that's why I believe so strongly that microcurrent needs to be used with anyone who is getting stem cells. So these microcurrent-mediated biological effects are immediate. The cytokine and growth factors that are generated from microcurrent definitely influence and optimize the efficacy of stem cells. So I believe that because of this, the use of microcurrent is an excellent complementary treatment for stem cell. Not only an excellent complementary treatment, it is something that I require and is mandatory for any one of my patients who are getting stem cells. Now, this is an amazing article that research opens the possibility for effectively guiding stem cells to repair brain damage. Now, this article did not deal with the eye, but it showed that electrical fields, microcurrent, can be used to guide stem cells to certain areas of the brain. So this is an article that kind of confirms the work that we're doing using stem cells in combination with microcurrent to make them a little bit more effective. So I guess the question that a lot of you have an eye problem or some other problem, are you a candidate for stem cells? Well, I think if you are interested, one of the best ways is to talk to someone in the office personally, and we'll look at your records. You can go to www.freeconsult.us. Just type that into your a web browser, and it'll take you to an application, and you'll be able to schedule a convenient time that you'll be able to talk to one of the staff members. If you send us the records, now you may not be able to talk to me, but our program director will forward your eye records to me to review, and I'll relay to the program director whether I feel that you're a good candidate. If you can't get online, you can always give the office a call at 800-430-9328. My goal is to make certain that you're a good candidate. Not only make certain you're a good candidate for stem cells, to make certain you receive the best stem cells and also that your body is properly prepared. If you're going to be investing money in receiving stem cells, number one, we want to make certain that you're going to get the best effect. And number two, we want to make certain that you're properly prepared, that these stem cells are going to have their optimum effect. So essentially, our stem cell program includes, it's actually a two-day program where we review your eye records, all your past treatments. You'll have a personal consultation with me. We'll talk about your goals, what is the best way to administer the stem cells, should it be intravenous, retrobulbar, subtenons, etc. And we also have one full day and a half, actually, of pretreatment with pulse electromagnetic field, microcurrent, hyperbaric oxygen, and the cold laser. We want to prepare your body, make sure it's at optimal state before receiving the stem cells. Then we deliver the very potent cord stem cells in a manner that would be appropriate for your eye problem. We do then have instructions on using the microcurrent, and you will be getting your own personal microcurrent machine that is programmed for your particular eye problem. In addition, we have a one-month follow-up and a six-month follow-up, which is included. One thing that I mentioned earlier, that the stem cells, typically we don't get an immediate effect. It will take 3 to 6 months. So we like to wait at least 6 months to see what kind of effect you have. And at that time, we'll reevaluate if you might need an additional stem cell treatment. So normal price for the stem cells at many centers are between $25,000 and $50,000. And unfortunately, I know of many patients that travel to Panama City in Central America or Thailand or Europe to receive these stem cells and paid this amount of money. But now we do have an amazing offer that you can receive these high quality cord stem cells over a 2-day treatment program for $9,995, I think, which is an amazing a deal, an amazing investment in your eye health. And we also have a special bonus. I hope that I emphasized how important microcurrent is. So we are actually giving you a microcurrent machine, which is a $2,250 value. This is included as part of the program. If you already own a microcurrent machine, we'll discount the $9,995 treatment by this amount if you have your own microcurrent machine. So you'll be trained. This is this machine is specifically programmed for your eye condition. It's also programmed to help stimulate stem cell growth. There's also a program on the machine to help detoxify your body and a few other programs, which is a great value. So right now, these are our stem cell treatment dates. We're limiting strictly 10 patients for each session, so we give you top quality care. And these are the dates that are listed there. So once again, you can go to www.freeconsult.us to schedule a time to talk with our program director, or you can go to stemcellspecial.org. This is a site which goes over all the details of the stem cell program. And also, I plan to put up a recording of this webinar for you to review. And also, you can download a copy of the slides. If you do have any questions, please email me them at info@healingtheeye.com, and I'll be sure to answer the questions. And also, you can give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. I want to thank all of you for taking time to watch this very important webinar, and I hope that I have shared some important information, clarified some misunderstanding about stem cells, and I hope that you're a little bit more educated now that you can make an informed consent. But there always are additional questions, and it's my goal to make certain that you are a good candidate for stem cells, that you receive the best stem cells, and we do everything we can to make sure that those stem cells work effectively. So thanks again for joining me on this webinar. This is your host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I want to wish all of you good health and clear vision.